You're listening to Chundere Banana from Anime Diet Radio from the Diet 3 directly to your ears. And this is Ray from Taipei. So I know I missed a Chundere Banana last week. I was busy, I was inspired, I didn't know what to do. A lot of reasons. Maybe I missed more than a week, whatever. So, in any case, I guess this counts as a special because it's a little bit earlier. And, of course, there's a reason for this special. There is a disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya movie event in L.A. So, folks in L.A., listen up. This is from the HaruhiSuzumiya.net. You know, they're probably one of the biggest fans for Haruhi. Okay. So here goes. On January 25th and possibly the next day, in order to promote the upcoming movie, a TV crew from Japan, from TV Tokyo, from a program called Sinetsu, I'll post the links later, and they're coming to LA, to this place called Anime Jungle. It's located at 319 East 2nd Street, number 103. And, of course, I'll post the map link. And the event will happen at 5:30. So what the crew from TV Tokyo, from Sinetsu, the program, wants to do is that they are looking to interview Haruhi cosplayers, in particular, to talk to. Well, here's the deal. Some of us can't be there. I'm in Taipei, for crying out loud. I can't be there. I love to be there. I just like to interact with these folks, take some pictures, and, well, guess what? I'm in Taipei, okay? And there's no way I can just rush it right now, and I don't know. This is not in Japan. This is in L.A., man. Whatever. Anyway, so what I would love folks to do, you know, if you happen to be in the area, is do you have your favorite photo network like Flickr or, you know, what's the one for Google? Or do you have your favorite upstreaming service? Maybe you want to show your... You don't have to show your face, obviously, but maybe you want to, oh, you know, hey, I'm there, you know, show the event, or do you use Facebook or whatever it is? Would you like to post your pictures on your preferred places or your article on your preferred places? I'm not asking you to do anything for us. I'm saying you should, if you're interested to see this event, you should go there. And just in case, you know, if you happen to have your camera or camcorder, of course, we would like to see these things, your photos and footages. I mean, you know, what you can do is send us the link, you know, post it at us comments in this episode. And if you don't, that's okay. I'm going to talk about some other stuff anyway. And let me check the time. The time is right now 3:50. Okay, so what I would love you guys to do is if you happen to be in the LA area tomorrow, happen to be around 319 East 2nd Street, number 103 at 5:30. Okay, if you want to go there early, that's fine. By the way, the article says that was the place that held the North American DVD launch and signing event for Haruhi Suzumiya in 2007. Anyway, so like I said, if you want to cover this event, okay, I'm tripping over myself. I'm not much of a radio person now, but if you would love to cover this, if you want to cover this event, okay, I don't know if you love it or not. If you want to cover this event, go there, go see these cosplayers, you know, talk with these folks. They're usually pretty nice people. Okay, take some pictures for yourself, you know, for memory purposes. And if you remember us at the diet, please leave a comment. Tell us where we can link to your pictures, give you thanks, feature you on our front page. Maybe some of you did do read our articles, and you know Conan-chan, right? So Conan-chan posted a website. I guess it's not his website, but you know when Comic-Cat in Japan ended last year, right? The Winter Comic-Cat ended. When that ended, he sent me the links to pictures to three cosplayers. So our pictures practically came out before everyone else's. English anyway, everyone else's English coverage of pictures. Now, we only saw three players, but we were the first to post this stuff. And, you know, people loved the article. And, you know, I thanked him. I publicly thanked him. And, you know, I posted him. I featured him, you know. And I would just like to do the same for you guys. You know, maybe you would like your website, your something to be promoted. You know, like I said, it helps both sides, right? Come on, it's obvious. It helps both sides. It's a win-win situation. Okay. It sounds like I'm don't talk about business. Anyway, if you're interested, only if you're interested, it's going to be held at Anime. It's a disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya movie event in LA. It's going to be held at Anime Jungle. It's 5:30. The location is 319 East 2nd Street, number 103. Okay. And just in order you don't make a mistake of becoming an ass in front of those Japanese folks, the TV crew is from TV Tokyo. Okay. And the program is called Sinetsu. And I will post the links. All right. And what they are trying to do is they want to talk to the cosplayers. Okay. If I've being redundant, I apologize. You know, because sometimes I don't speak very clearly, just in case some people don't know what I've just said. It's been known to happen. All right, so that's the big thing. And let's see some small things. I will be posting my top 10 in a couple of days. Don't expect anything long-winded. It ain't gonna happen. In fact, I'll highlight some of the choices. Top 10 for what? Top 10 for the previous decade, from 2000 to 2009. Okay, so let me quickly highlight some of my choices. My number one choice, was Haruhi Suzumiya. I thought it was an innovative anime, covered a lot of interesting stuff, many twists, great acting, great voice acting. Go Hirano Aya! You know, I like Aya-chan a lot. Okay, it's 8 minutes right now. And it was just a lot of things to like about it. First season, anyway. I managed to watch the second season. And my second choice was Lucky Star, because I felt this was the zeitgeist of the otaku age. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. And one other on my list is obviously Claymore. And for that, as many of you may know, that there is a petition for Claymore's second season that's going on. And, you know, this one doesn't require you to drive anywhere. So basically, you can sign up at the petition if you saw the anime and you agree with me that it's one of the most awesome, breathtaking, well-plotted, great characters, great voice acting, one of the best animes out there, and it was done by Madhouse. Madhouse, you know, our friends. So if you liked it, if you like to petition for that, I'll give you a link for that. At any rate, I see I have a little bit less than 1 minute left. So, what is it? Another of my choice was, I picked Candy Boy. Why not? I placed at the last, number 10, but I picked Candy Boy. And for a lot of fans who like Yuri, this is one of the best shows. It's like a Bible, man. It's one of the best shows you must watch for modern Yuri fans anyway. It's so sweet. It's so nice. And it's princess. There's nothing more you can ask for, eh? So those are some of my choices. I also picked Gundam Seed, but no Gundam Seed Destiny. Because Gundam Seed was good. Gundam Seed Destiny was bad. Soap. And I have about 5 seconds left. So, like I said, This is Tsundere Banana from Anime Diet Radio. Peace out.